Mark and Steve, it's wonderful to be here again.
At this time of the morning, you sound so convincing when you say that. I mean, I don't believe you, but you sound so convincing.
Well, it's my Friday. It's everybody's Friday. It's Happy Friday, everyone.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, let's have a look at 6 Minutes to Midnight. It's a new release, Martin.
Yeah, this is going to be a massive hit for us because, if for no other reason, it's got Dame Judi Dench in it.
Mm.
And that's Dame Judi gets the till ringing every time, we find. But getting quickly to this current release, it's one of those classic World War II sort of thriller drama based on a true story. Just when you thought they couldn't pull out another film based on a true story of the Second World War, here they come again.
Yeah.
This one's sort of an interesting tack. This one is set just before or starts for the commencement of World War II, and it focuses on a boarding school at which about 20, I think, Nazi girls are basically being educated at an English boarding school. And it's, you know, there's a little suspicion around it, I suppose, but on the face of it, everything looks pretty normal. And then the war breaks out, and then there's some, you know, spy activity around one of their teachers. Is he a double agent and so on? And I think Judi Dench plays sort of like the principal of the school. It's beautifully shot. It ticks all the boxes for those wartime dramas. And, you know, those based on true story, almost always stranger than fiction. So yeah, if you love your World War II drama, thriller sort of intrigue films, and you love Dame Judi and her friends, come along.
Okay. Now, the next movie, Antoinette in the...
Seven. Well, it starts at seven tonight. this one looks like a lot of fun. So this one's interesting genre combination, adventure, comedy, romance. So a little bit of a backstory on this one. It's actually sort of semi-based on a Robert Louis Stevenson book, a little-known book, which is called Travels with a Donkey.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Okay.
And the original French title actually references the donkey in it. But the original story that I've read is basically Robert Louis Stevenson deciding to go on this journey in the Cevennes, and he hires a donkey, and that's his sort of beast of burden, and he goes on this sort of like little boy's own adventure just on his own. And so they've adapted this story into basically a French rom-com. And so the basic plot line is that Antoinette is having an affair. She's a teacher, and she's having an affair with one of her students' fathers. They've planned this romantic weekend away, but then at the last minute, he says, I'm sorry, I can't do it because I'm going away with my wife and my daughter. So Antoinette decides to get a donkey and follow them on the same sort of walking trip that they plan to do. And, you know, they end up bumping into each other, and it's all very awkward and lots of interesting moments, tense moments. But it looks like a lot of fun, beautifully shot in the French countryside. And, yeah, it's a really easy watch for lovers of French film and lovers of film in general.
Oh, a bit of a drama western coming up. First Cow, it starts tomorrow at 7.
This is actually one definitely worth seeing. It did really well in the festival circuit. It's basically a modern-day western. And the storyline is really unique. It's fantastic. Basically, what it is a sort of a cook. It's all set at the American frontier back in the Wild West days. And a cook meets this Chinese merchant, I think, and they strike up a friendship. And then comes along this cow, and it's the first cow in the frontier, hence the name of the film.
Okay.
And what they do is they end up making this small business enterprise out of the cow's milk, which they can then cook and make produce out of. And all the Wild West, you know, sort of prospectors and frontiersmen, they've gone crazy for the food that they're cooking. Anyway, it's a great relationship story. It's a great story of adventure. And, you know, if you love a Western, we all have a guilty pleasure for a Western, I think.
Yeah.
But these ones that are done these days, which are much more sophisticated, much more subtle, this one is definitely one worth seeing. We're only screening it 3 times, so definitely worth checking out on the big screen if you can.
And it's rated MR, medium rare.
It's meant to be pretty good, and that's no bull. See if we can milk that one for a bit more.
Hello, he's back.
Yeah, Paul the other one. Anywho, let's move on.
I will love you for heifer, Mark.
Doctor, I keep dreaming I'm a cow. Frisian? No, I'm warm enough. Now, two for the road, he said, moving on. There's nothing to see here. 1967, this is part of the Mary Quant screening. It sounds like a fascinating old movie. I don't remember it myself.
Yeah, so it's got two classics of the 19 sort of swinging 60s film scene. Audrey Hepburn, Albert Finney. Basically, this is your classic 60s piece. It's a rom-com. And they basically play a couple who have a very tawdry and fraught relationship. One minute they're in love, next minute they're hating each other. It's got amazing music. It's basically a sort of a road trip film as well. And, it is the second of our three Mary Quant screenings complementing the current exhibition at the gallery. It's a one-off and only on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 18th of May.
All right. Still showing is Supernova. Great movie. Sounds like a terrific lineup. Martin, you have yourself a fabulous weekend, and we'll chat about more brilliant movies next week.
Let's do that.
Yep. Thanks, Martin.